פרק בעשר אלפי גימל, וכן הכעס די הרוי היא עד המאוד. ורוי לו אודם שישרחק ממנו עד הקצה האחר. וילמד עצמו שלא יחס, ואפילו על דבר שרוי לחס עליו. וכן אם רוצה להטל אימה על בנו ובני דסה, או על הציבור מהיפנס, ורוצה לחס עליהם כדי שיחסו למותיו, ירא עצמו בפניהם שהוא כועס כדי ליסרם, ותהיה דייתו מיושבת בינו לבין עצמו קודם שהוא מדמה איש בסס קיסר והוא אינו כועס. Very strange formulation of the Rambam. Mitzad echad, the Rambam says that kaas is a day of rohi ad lamaod, and therefore royal adam sheyisrachik miman ad hakotzeh ha'acher. But meidach gisa, the Rambam then speaks about devarim sheruyim lechos aleihem. But if kaas is such a deyo rohi ad lamaod, so then there's nothing that's rohi lechos aleihem, because kaas is never appropriate if it's such a deyo rohi ad lamaod. So on the one hand, the Rambam does depict kaas that way, but meidach gisa, the Rambam does speak about a dava haroi lechos aleihem. So the pshat is as follows. Rashi al Torah comments that wherever we find Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Rambam's phrase, the Bechir Amin Ha'anoshi, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry, he's Baal Echal Toas. By Yiktsov Moshe al Pekudei HaKoyel and Parshas Matos, and then this Alma Mimenu Halacha, and it has to be Allah who teaches them the dinim of kashering the kelim. In Parshas Chukas, Shimuna Hamorim, and then Moshe Reinu errs, and he hits the Sela instead of speaking to the Sela. That wherever Moshe Reinu was koes, he's Balachal Toas. Again, So what do you see from Rashi? That kaas is something volatile. It's something which is virtually impossible to modulate, to control. So the mushal is like this, you know, when you open a faucet, so there's something inside the handle, some kind of spring or whatever it is, I don't know what it is, which sort of allows you to control how much of the flow you release by opening the faucet. But if that gets worn out, as it can and does after prolonged use, and that breaks, and then you open it, it just gushes out, and you can't control the flow. So the emphasis is that kaas, on one level, it certainly is warranted in certain situations, on certain occasions. When Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, the situation warranted kaas. Whether it's Parshas Chukas, Parshas Matos, the situation warranted kaas. And on that level, there are things which are ro'oi lechos aleihem. However, mitzad the gavra, mitzad the person, because it's something which is so volatile, and it's virtually impossible to control and to modulate that it should, that the kaas should be, again, controlled and targeted only where appropriate, and not spill over beyond that, and not let the lack of composure and yishuv hadas, which grows along with kas. Not let that affect other things, since that's virtually impossible. So practically, a person should never ever be kovis. And that's what the pshat is. It's not that again, mitzad situations, there are situations which do warrant a reaction of kas, which is why the Rambam then continues and says that in those situations a person should feign anger. He should pretend he's an actor and that he's acting out a scene where he's portraying someone who's angry. But inwardly, he has to maintain that composure. And in that sense, he seems to be depicting it, you know, differently than the other exception, differently than the exception of Gova Lev, where there it's just intrinsically that a person shouldn't have even a shemetz. And Ashen came here. In theory, as the Rambam illustrated in Parag Aleph, in theory, a person should get angry in certain situations, but practically, because of the volatility, the lack of composure, as Rashi illustrates, and so practically, a person should never do it.
Is there not just working within this bigness, or also in this facetious word, say,
this? Sounds like this is for everyone. Even for Hasidus to be Madame of the Chaos, you mean?
Yeah.
Presumably. Again, the same order. There are dvarim hamachisim. There are dvarim which are ruim lechos aleihem, but practically it's not something that we can control and modulate. V'zoi darach hatova. V'darach hatzadikim hen aluvin ve'enan olvin, shalvim cheposim ve'enan meshivim, Osen me'av osmechem b'yisurim aleim akosav omer v'olav av ketzes ha'shemesh b'gluasa. So how does this shtim, again, we commented in the first parak on the Rambam's use of the psukim of Tov ma'av atzadik, tzadik ochel asov anav, that the Rambam quoted those psukim to illustrate the mida beinus. So we said, because what's true of a tzaddik is something that's relevant to all of us, because really that's what we're all supposed to be. It doesn't represent something which is above and beyond. It means someone who fulfills mitzvah's essay and avoids mitzvah's las essay. So that's something which is relevant to all of us. Here you have the impression that the Rambam is describing that Darach HaTzadikim is introducing a Midas Chassidus, right? Meaning the Ikar HaDin is a person can't let himself get angry. Can't let himself get angry. And Darach HaTzadikim is not only do they not get angry, v'chulu. So how does that... I don't know, I'm not sure. I think that the Sefer Chinuch also depicts this Shomim Chepasim Ve'enim Meshivim as being a midas chasidus. Meaning me'ikra adin, if someone's being insulting and abusive, so me'ikra adin, you have a right to tell the person, you know, again, not to get angry, but to tell the person, you know, to show him the door. And tell him, you know, you're being rude, and please leave. And the Shem Chepasim Ve'en Meshivim Osim Me'avos Me'echem B'Yisurim Sefer Chinuch describes as a Midas Chasidus. And that's sort of the impression you have here when the Rambam says Zoi Derech HaTova, is that the person doesn't get angry. And the Derech HaTzadikim is, it's more than that. It's only, not only that they avoid the pitfall of anger, but more than that. So that should have been, I don't know, it should have been Derech HaChasidim or something. It should have been introduced with a different lashon. I don't know. Halacha Dalet. L'olam yarbe odom b'shtika. לא ידע באלו או בדבר חוכמה או בדברים שצורך להם לך יגופה. אמרו על רב תלמיד רבינו הקדוש שלא צריך שיחה בתה לכל יום וזהו שיחה זבב כולנו ואפילו בצורכי הגוף לא יעבר עוד עם דברים ועל זה ציבו חכם ואמרו כל אמר בדברים מי ביחד. ואומר לא מוצא של הגוף טוב אל השתיקה. וכן בדברי תורה ובדברי חוכמה יהיו דברי החוכמה מעטים בענייני מרובים, הוא שציב החכם ואומר לעולם ישן עוד לתלמיד על דרך קצרה. אבל מהו הדבר מרובין והעניין מועט הרי זה סיכלוס, ועל זה נראה מקיבור החלום בעניין וכל קציר ברוב דבר. So this Gemara Pesachim of the Old Nishan or Old Nathamid Adach Tzara. So Rashi Al Asar says that to make it easier for the Talmud to commit the Torah of Al Peh to memory, so the Rebbe should distill it into as few words as possible, because it makes it easier to commit to memory. If you have to memorize 5 words, if you have to memorize 50 words, the chances of success are much greater with the 5 words and the 50 words and the time you'll have to move on to something else. So it's a din in Mesiras Torah Shebal Peh. And the Rambam understands, no, that it's in general. It's part of what the Midah Beinonis is in using speech, that a person, even in Divrei Torah, should speak as much as he needs to, not more. Even in Divrei Torah. Now, lo mi boy, when a person is talking about Dvarim Shaguf, Tzorech Lahen, V'chulu, so lo mi boy there, that a person's words should be measured. He should say what he needs to say, not stump prattle. But afilu b'divrei Torah, afilu b'divrei Chochma, there too, hagam, that the content is kadosh. But there too, a person should economize in speech. Then the Rambam begins halacha hey siyag l'chochma shtika. Starts talking about shtika again. The Rambam has 2 halachas again. Halacha Dalet is the olam yar ba'odem b'shtika, and halacha hey is siyag l'chochma shtika. How does the siyag l'chochma shtika play out? Lefichach lo yemahe loshiv l'choshiv lo yar b'ladabe. So that's interesting, right? The Rambam says, so think before you answer. I mean, if you have a watch and someone asks you what time it is, you don't have to think too much about answering a question. You look at your watch and you simultaneous. But if it's a question that requires a little bit of judiciousness, so then lo yimai lo hashiv. So my father Zichron Livracha explained very beautifully that the Rambam has here two halachas, two perspectives on shtika. Number one is, and this is what Halacha Dalet talks about, if a person talks too much, so he's going to get into trouble. As the Rambam quotes, "Kol ma'abit varim, maybe chet." Person talks too much, he's gonna get involved with Dvarim Asurim. Even if he talks too much in Divrei Torah, he's gonna water down the Divrei Torah. If a person says in 20 words what could have been said clearly and lucidly in 5 words, so then he's watering it down. And again, the Bivchinas Kol HaMosif is Goreya. So Halacha Dalet is talking about the need for shtika to prevent problems. That Riboy Dvarim is a source. Again, it's a source of problem if a person is talking too much. He'll start, he's talking Dvarim Betalim. From Dvarim Betalim, one can easily segue to Dvarim HaAsurim v'chulu in the context of Divrei Torah. It waters down, it adulterates, and ultimately, therefore, detracts from the Divrei Torah. That l'chor is the pshat. It's the mission of us. Lo motzasi laguf tov el shtika. It's a funny thing. Lo motzasi laguf. I don't know. We would have said lo motzasi laguf tov el, this exercise regimen. Jog 2 miles a day. Lo motzasi laguf el. I can't tell you that from personal experience, but that's what people say. Lo matzas el aguf el. What is this lashon? Lo matzas el aguf. What's shtika got to do with the guf? So maybe that's what. No, the guf represents. The guf is the source of. The neshama is the. We identify with the Eitz HaTov, and the guf, the chomius, are them we identify with our veru. So lo matzas el aguf tov el mishtika. That by keeping quiet, a person avoids lots of problems. Avoid lots of averus. That's what Halacha Dal is about. Halacha Hey, the Rambam is saying something else. Halacha Hey, the Rambam is not talking about avoiding averus. The Rambam is talking about that by speaking carefully and judiciously, one thereby enhances his speech. One enhances the speech. He's not talking about siyog in the sense of avoiding an avera, but siyog as something which enhances and upgrades and improves. By not answering immediately, by answering and then speaking deliberately, so then the quality of what the person says is going to be vastly improved, and that's why this is that's clearly the flow. V'yalamid the talmidim b'shuva v'nachas below tzaaka. What's that got to do with if we're talking about how much a person talks, whether he's yelling and screaming, or whether he's talking very softly, it's the same number of syllables, decibels l'chud and syllables l'chud. So how does this connect with this halacha of siyag l'chach mashtika? So no, heim heim advar, siyag l'chach mashtika, here the Rambam is talking about how to use speech most effectively. And here too, shtika, right, that's the paradox, that shtika allows a person to use speech most effectively. So in that context, it's not only shtika, which is a way of marshaling the koach hadibur most effectively, But the fact that the person says it benachas, not b'tza'aka, is equally contributes. The same way below Avichas Lashon allows him to marshal the koach of Hadibwa. So here, it's Siag. That's what I found Zuchan Avichu was talking about, how Siag doesn't only mean, when you talk about Asu Siag La Torah, it doesn't only mean a safeguard against Averus, but it also means something that enhances a mitzvah, that you find siog in that sense, in that sense also. Okay, we'll stop here for this. Okay.